This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It is 855-453. You can call in and you can talk about whatever is on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
There was chocolate cake and Johnson. Chocolate cake during the break. So, in the last segment we were talking, or last hour, we were talking about a situation in North Carolina where some police officers busted in on a guy who said, go get a warrant, and ended up shooting him. It was a crazy story, but you can call in about whatever you want to talk about, and let's talk to Sydney, calling in from New York. Sydney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to put out the news. I just went to the freestateproject.org. And I can see that the counter at the moment is at 19,999.
So if anybody
wants to be that person, now is the chance. I'm not going to do it myself.
Why not?
I have some problems with the Free State Project just as a whole.
Do tell.
Let's
see if your problems are bigger than mine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have some suspicions at the moment because I'm looking at their website, and it seems like in as soon as November of last year, they were at 88%. And if I understand, the project's been around since around 2003 or 2004,
yep.
Seems to have accelerated tremendously in the past 3 months. It seems a little bit suspicious.
It's a little suspicious, but, I mean,
it's the first time they tried advertising on Facebook.
That's not true. They advertised on Facebook before, but this time they're targeting properly. Well, they have somebody who's trained. Well, the problem is,
if you're advertising online and not targeting your ads, you're foolish.
Okay, but people don't know how to do it.
Right.
They found somebody who knows how to target ads, and he's targeting the ads, and sure enough, now it works.
Right.
It's scalable, and so that's the story, Sydney. The story is they're doing Facebook advertising, and, you can choose to believe it or not.
Let me modify my statement. It's the first time that they're doing targeted Facebook advertising.
That's right.
Because non-targeted
I'm not a participant myself. I think it would be awesome if the last 1,000 participants would just come out in the open. Maybe, this is the first time I'm calling Free Talk Live. Maybe call Free Talk Live and let's have a discussion now that we're about to hit 20,000 participants and people can start discussing on where they're going to move, how they're going to move. And
they're posting all about it all online.
There's a lot of people posting. I mean,
there's
I've seen tons
of people. Like, I just joined. It's crazy. There's so much conversation.
If it's
like
a conspiracy, it's a pretty thorough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's great to see that it's finally about to achieve its goal. Hopefully tonight will be the night.
Well, what I'd point out here, this is where I'm going to call BS on it, Sydney.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting it stopped one person short, and tomorrow is the day of the
press conference.
But
so, they might have the final signer.
Are they saving a, spot for Donald Trump?
More suspicious. Yeah. Well, I was kind of like reserving myself, thinking maybe I would sign on one day. It'd be at 19,999, like it is at the moment, and I would be that guy. But I'm actually going to hold off, so I thought I'd call you guys for the first time and just let all your viewers know.
What I'd say about the Free State Project, personally, this is what I think, is I think the 20,000 number has been irrelevant for a half a decade, if not more. I don't think that it matters. The Free State Project is getting to 20,000. The things that I had hoped to see the Free State Project do, it has done already. The things that I had hoped that it would achieve, it has done already. In my mind, these are the things I was expecting.
We have
a 20%, 20% of the people in the New Hampshire State House are nominally libertarian, as per the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and that means that we have a functional libertarian veto. Few bills can get through that are largely conservative or largely liberal.
I'll be happy when prostitution and gambling are legalized, the food and meals tax is removed, and property tax in New Hampshire is eliminated.
What I think you're a long way from eliminating property tax, Cal. That's fine.
Yeah. That's why I said them all in that order, by the way. That was from easiest to hardest.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know what any of these one things will bring. Right? Like, what would it be like if you legalized prostitution in an entire state all in one day? You know,
Nevada.
Nevada has
in New England
prostitution only legal in counties where there isn't gambling.
Right. Well. So. Time to combine.
Who knows what it'll look like.
Thanks so much for taking my call, guys. I'm gonna get off of here. But,
sorry to keep you, pal.
Get out of here.
Talk to you soon. Well, I didn't want to keep him. I didn't realize he was going to keep on talking. I was already clicking. 855-450-3733.
I mean, just economically, I think it's, you know, you'd have an explosion. And I think that's, you know, freedom in general is always going to push things in that direction.
But I think you would have a huge explosion if you legalized marijuana in New Hampshire like they did in Washington and Colorado. We can see what
would happen. After it's legalized everywhere else first.
Right. Well, then it's not an explosion. Then at that point, you're just keeping the people in New Hampshire who smoke weed from going over to Vermont and getting their weed.
We've got Maggie Hassan, who thinks she's cooler than all of, you know, basically the majority of New Hampshire.
It's Hassan, Maggie Hassan.
Hassan.
On NPR, they always call it Hassan.
Maggie Al Hassan.
So, yeah, I got to say that I'm excited that we're hitting the number. I have intellectually known that I didn't think that the 20,000 number was that relevant for a pretty long period of time. But the Free State Project isn't about signing up on the interstate, internet, for something. I mean, anybody who has one working finger can sign up for the Free State Project. And that's not it's not an accomplishment of any sort whatsoever.
How many calories does it take to click that button?
Nothing. Yeah, like, you know, like a tenth of a calorie. Right?
Like that Tic Tac commercial.
There you go. You got what I was going for.
So no big deal signing up for the Free State Project. The Free State Project is about picking up your life and moving to New Hampshire because you want to create a place where there's less government intrusion, people enjoy more liberty, that kind of thing. It's about that commitment level. And it remains to be seen how many of the people who have signed up throughout the years are willing to move. I've seen lots of people move who haven't signed up. And I've seen lots of people sign up who have no intention of moving.
Right.
So what's the number of people who signed up and will move? And it doesn't really matter if they signed up.
There's also a massive number of people who have left, some of which who are coming back. But, you know, there's also that number.
Yeah. Well, the people that have come prior to the move are irrelevant as far as the Free State Project goes.
Not if they sign up.
But are highly relevant. Well, if they all they have to do is come back and work and, you know, maximum whatever.
Yep,
but what
true.
Does come back mean? Does it mean, is the Free State Project a project that guarantees that you will never take a vacation from New Hampshire? Does it mean that you will never leave? I mean, is that what it means, Johnson?
No.
No. So you can leave New Hampshire for a couple of weeks, and that's fine?
But I also don't think the counter should top 20,000 by any stretch of the imagination.
No, what it should do at this point is the counter should be combined with the Friends of the Free State Project counter, and then they can immediately jump the number up, because all those people are Free Staters, too. And then anybody can sign up as a Free Stater, if that's what they want to do, in-state or out-of-state, and they can run the number up that's what they want to do.
Friends of the Free State Project, they're not Free Staters if they're not in the state, right? Or is a friend in-state? I thought you're...
Maybe it's maybe they can figure out a way to make in-state friends or something like that. But
I don't think if you're out of state and you consider yourself a friend of the Free State Project and you never have any intention of moving, sorry, that shouldn't count towards any code of town.
I don't care about the counter.
The Friends of the Free State, in my understanding, is somebody who cannot be a Free Stater because they already live here.
A friend, you can be a friend outside the state, too. And Johnson's right on that. But the counter shouldn't, you know, I think they should just get rid of it. The counter is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I disagree. Completely.
We're obsessed with counters. The Free State Project is already successful. Would you move to a place, Johnson, would you move to a place that they have 20% of the lawmaking body is populated by libertarians?
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, you're making a good argument there, but I still think that you should be counting and you should just, you know, we should be have a general idea of how
the
many people are coming in.
The count is always wrong.
Well, yeah, that's true,
too. So why put up lies?
That's true. You know, these are fair points. But again, I want to know how many people who are putting their signature to that document.
I don't. I think it just increases the the conspiracy theory.
And there's also there are also tons of ways that we can make this more accurate, and I'll talk about that, I guess, in a little bit here, because I've got ideas as to how they could easily make a counter that's a lot more accurate.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the Free State Project. We are all movers for the Free State Project here on the show tonight here in New Hampshire. You can find out more at freestateproject.org. The number is 855-450-3733.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. Physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Johnson is going to tell us how to fix the Free State Project. Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's been around for, what, 13 years now? And
not to fix the Free State Project, to fix the counters.
Okay, hold on just a second. I want to tell you about, well, it's getting to be Valentine's Day. And at Valentine's Day, we've got a deal with Sherry's Berries. And the reason we have this deal is because this is among the best culinary experiences you're ever going to have in your life. I've had chocolate-covered berries before, and they're always good. But Sherry's Berries are even better. They actually reject a large number of berries, and they go to homeless centers wherever they're at. And I have never had, you know how when you buy berries in the store, about half of them are sour? Not Sherry's Berries. All of them are sweet, delicious, premium berries that are dipped in chocolate, whether it's white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They are gorgeous to look at, and they're delicious. So you can go wrong on Valentine's Day. You can get the wrong gift. It is quite possible, gentlemen. You can't go wrong with Sherry's Berries. Now, let's not forget, I don't know if any of you, this is what it was like for me on Valentine's Day. My mother always got me a Valentine's Day gift, so I get her one, and she thinks it's great. My mother loves getting a Valentine's Day gift from me. This, gentlemen, is a good way to get on Mom's good side, and this is the side of Mom that you wish to be on. So, not only should the girlfriend get Sherry's Berries, but Mom should, too. And what you should do is you should take advantage of the, because they have the packages starting at $19.99, so it's that's a 40% savings already. But for $10 more, you can double the berries. And that makes it even a larger savings. And that's just the right amount to get. I can tell you, I have gotten this the double order of Sherry's Berries, and it's the right amount. Because that way you can share, and if you only get the single order, you want to eat them all yourself. You don't want that. You want the person to share them with you or a loved one or something like that. And that's the way to do it. And if you want to even get more mileage out of it, send them to work. If you send them to where they work, then not only do you tell them that you love them, you tell everybody in the office that you love them, and they feel that much more loved. It's Sherry's Berries. You can visit berries.com. That's berries.com. In case you don't know how to spell berries, berries.com. What you do is you click on the microphone. It's in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and there you type in FTL. So it's berries.com. Click the microphone. Enter my code, FTL. That's how you get the savings. You order today. You can call them at 866-FRUIT-02. 866-FRUIT-02. Berries.com. Code FTL. Johnson, how are you going to fix the Free State Project counter?
So what I would have for a counter, now that you know we're going to have triggered the move, what I would do for a counter is, now, this is a counter that wouldn't really have been feasible to do prior to triggering the move, because this is a counter that would underrepresent the number of people that are here in New Hampshire. And essentially what I would like
That's a terrible idea.
No.
Why would you want fewer people represented?
Because now we're not necessarily trying to represent that number to trigger a move and get as many people as we possibly can. And now we want to know how many people are here and qualified, and we're trying to get that number up as high as possible. Active people. We want to know how many people are active and doing things. That's the number that we want to know about now, right?
Why?
Because that's the number. That's the number that's impressive. That's the number that. That
Why do I want to impress anybody?
Because we're still trying to get more signers.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't want.
You're not. I am, and I think a whole lot of other people are. So
what do I want more signers for? The Free State Project is like the part of it. Part of the value is the people operating within the political sphere don't necessarily want to be known as Free Staters. Many of them don't want.
I'm not asking them to be known as Free Staters.
Well, so, you know, the more Free Staters you have on your little, the higher your little counter is, the more it increases the conspiracy theories around. I wonder if that person's a Free Stater. I wonder if that person's a Free Stater.
Who cares?
I care.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter.
I don't want any counter.
Nobody's being identified.
Pull
just because
the counters down.
Nobody's being identified because there's a counter. So what I would suggest is that there be a counter where people have to regularly check in, like, say, let's say once a year, and say, hey, I'm still here in New Hampshire. They just check a little box, and, you know, if they're registered, they're a registered signer on the Free State Project website. They go, they check a box. And that way we have a tally of people who are actively saying, I'm still here in New Hampshire every year. Now, that could still be a lie. I mean, that could still be a number that's not going to be real, but I don't think very many people are
going
to go.
What if I'm on vacation when they send me the email to remind me with that to click the box that I'm still here? then I can't legitimately do it. And then when I come back from vacation,
why couldn't you still legitimately say you still live in New Hampshire?
What does live mean? If I'm alive and not in New Hampshire, I do not live in New Hampshire.
You're just being contrary and ridiculous.
I just am not interested in counters for the Free State Project.
Well, and you're wrong.
I have had a many years of problems with counters.
I hope other people will call in and agree with me and tell you you stink.
The number is 855-450-3733. For me, what the Free State Project is about is moving to New Hampshire, whether you signed up or not, and then getting active for what you believe human freedom is about. And
no one should know about it ever. It's like Manchester.
Free State Project.
I just made so many people mad.
The Free State Project has become, Free Stater has become a pejorative in New Hampshire. Why would you want to paint people with a pejorative?
Sure, if you live in Keene, it's a pejorative.
Well, I don't know where else it's not. I don't know.
There are other places where people are fond of Free Staters. There are some places like that, and it's not everyone who hates Free Staters, Mark.
I'm not claiming they do.
Do I have to fill in for Ian? Jesus.
I'm not claiming they do. All I'm claiming is that I've heard it used as a pejorative many times. So, why bother?
Certainly, there are some people that will use it as a pejorative. I'm not concerned with those people. And neither should you be.
Well, I suspect those people will have to find a new place to live at some point.
What percentage of these 20,000 signers do you guys think are going to move?
I predict
7.5%. Okay.
I predict it doesn't matter of those 20,000 because we should continue the counters and continue getting people to sign up so that we could get 200,000 signers. Because I think that that's absolutely feasible.
I don't know why you would want 200,000 signers.
So that when only 7.5% of them move, we have over 20,000 here.
Well, if somebody wants to register on a website...
Sorry, that math was wrong, but we have over, 17,000 here.
So the... first off, Johnny Ray, we have 1,900 movers already.
Right.
Out of 20,000, that's nearly 10%.
Yeah, what's your point?
My point is, as the Liberty
you've
DM,
already undershot.
You're well employed.
So you think it's going to be more like 15 or 20%?
I would hope that we get to 4,000, 5,000, but I don't particularly care about the numbers being counted. What I think the results are real things happening, not counters on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And real things to me is legislation or people pushing back against the police state in some way, which it isn't so bad here in New Hampshire, frankly. More freedom being afforded to the people of New Hampshire. Most of that comes legislative, whether we like it or not. Media being produced here, that kind of thing. Those are the things that I'm concerned with. I would like to see people not concentrate in one or two particular areas. I would like to see them move and spread out more. But, that's my particular preference. I know that there are plenty of people in Grafton and New Hampshire and Keene and the Free Coast area that all want to see people move there.
It's funny you say we don't have a police state here, and Keene has its own armored personnel carrier.
So does Manchin. So does just about every other city in America. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the Free State Project. Looks like the Free State Project is one little signer away from 20,000. It's a pretty impressive day for the Free State Project, and we're excited about it.
Either that or it's, you know, probably 50, 100, 150 over 20,000.
I think it is, personally. That's my belief is that tomorrow's the press conference. So let's have the final signer sign. It's Johnson Rice from Melbourne, Florida. I don't know why I said
Melbourne. I don't either.
Yeah, whatever. That's what my theory is. But, you know, you can give him a little latitude for holding back a few signers. Big deal. I'm not that shocked by it. But it's a big, monumentous day. And today in New Hampshire, I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about Bitcoin on the NPR station. It's called NHPR here. And one of the things that they were talking about, so the blockchain technology and that kind of thing, is why would people use Bitcoin? And the guy being interviewed didn't have a particularly good reason. Well, let me ask you this. If you could use Bitcoin and save 25, 30, 35% on pretty much everything you bought throughout your week or your month, would you be willing to buy some Bitcoin and save 25 or 30%?
Yes.
Because that's exactly what you can do over at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. What it is an interface with Amazon that allows you to have huge savings on the things you buy. And Amazon pretty much has everything that you need to buy. There's a few things like, I don't know, fresh produce and your mortgage payment. I think you can't really make those through Amazon. But pretty much everything else you can save 30% is a pretty fair number. SaveATPurse.com. SaveAtPurse.com. They actually have ways for you to get Bitcoin there. There's a bit of a markup on it, and I don't recommend it, but that's you can do it through Coinbase if that's what you want to do. Let's go to Bo calling in from Florida. Bo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I'm curious, what exactly fueled this debate about the counter? I mean, as I see it, like we reached the goal, and the counter is relevant that, you know, you can just leave it there. It just says like 20,000 out of 20,000 reached. Whoopee! All right, we got it. Why take it down or why add another? I mean, I can see setting another goal.
I'm fine with leaving it at 20,000 just right there on the website if that's what they want to do.
Some people both feel like that paying attention to the counter has stopped other activity from going on. Like people are just marking time, waiting for the.
Just today, the Pork Buddies thing was launched by Randy Clemens. This is stuff that's already been active and been going on for quite a while now. I would say, if you, like, for instance, if you want to take Johnson Rice's idea, you know, like, set another goal and be like, hey, so we've reached our goal. We'd love to have more. You know, so
I don't even think it needs to be necessarily another goal. I just want to see the counter just stay in place and continue to go up as a sign of continued growth and as a reflection of continued growth. You know, I like, you know, my idea for an additional counter is just one to get, you know, something that's a little bit more accurate. But with the existing counter, I'd just like to see it continue to collect signers. Just continue doing what it's doing. Collecting, it's just a reflection of only positive growth. There's no down to that counter. It's only up. They don't ever remove anyone. So I'd like to see there be one counter that is sort of self-removing people. That might be a more accurate counter. And then the original counter. The original counter, which is just always going up.
I'm sick of counters. I've been living too long.
Well, you don't have to pay attention to it anymore.
The tyranny of counters.
You don't have to pay attention to the counters at all. You just won't be counted in my cool counter.
What's your solution, Bo?
My solution? Well, my solution would be just go about creating the systems that you want to see in place. You know, for instance...
Right.
If you want to have this community, build your community. If you want to come to New Hampshire to start a business because it's more business friendly, do so. You know, if you want to change things by policy. But I want to follow up to your question with another question. You know, for instance, what do you expect the FSP to do from here on out? Is it just now an accountability program to make sure that the people who sign these statement of intent they actually move?
To me, the Free State Project should morph into a libertarian chamber of commerce for the state of New Hampshire. It should just be an organization that says, move to New Hampshire, here's why, it's really awesome. That way, because what the Free State Project has been doing at this point is two different things. And when you chase, when you chase two targets, you're going to miss both of them. You do one thing and do it well. What it's been trying to do up to this point is A, get people to sign, and B, get them to move. Let's just concentrate on B and forget about A. And then we'll be successful. Hey, everybody, this is why New Hampshire's awesome. You know, blow the trumpets, boop, 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 and move here if you want more liberty in your life. Stay in California if you want medical weed or whatever, you know, just whatever. That's what you do. Bo, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I agree with you about the whole Chamber of Commerce thing, but I do think that the numbers should just still be tallied. I don't think that necessarily there should be programs that continue to try and push people to move. I think the fact that we've hit the 20,000 does that by itself. But I do think that that counter should still be in existence and people should still be able to sign the statement of intent and still be able to move. I don't think I don't think that necessarily constitutes pushing in a whole program to get people to move. It's just... allowing people to still be part of what's going on here.
I'm sure some people will come up with some good ideas. At this point, running the numbers down because people don't want to play your little counter game.
That's a separate counter. That's a separate idea.
Fine. James calling in from Massachusetts. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you guys doing?
All's well, sir.
Yes, I listened to your show about a week ago, and I think you guys were talking about the whole Cantwell situation. And
you're going to have to bring us up to speed because we've got probably different hosts on and that sort of thing. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I guess
I was there, but these two guys weren't there.
Okay, yeah, you guys were talking about how you're trying to appeal to more than just, like, the one specific demographic. And Mr. Freeman, he made a nice impassioned defense of trying to appeal to everyone. And I just kind of wanted to call in and say thanks to him because I'm African-American. I live here in Mass right now. I'm hoping to get back up in New Hampshire. I'm going to law school down here. And, yeah, it's... I enjoy the fact that, you know, there are people out there who actually understand, actually feel that it's not just for one particular group of people. I mean, I know lots of people who are like me within my community who are interested in hearing the Liberty message. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, people being willing to talk to us, you know.
Sure. James, have you ever come to New Hampshire and kind of hung out with some people from the Free State Project?
I lived up in New Hampshire actually for 3 years before I got into law school and came down to Mass. I never actually hung around with too many people from the Free State Project. I actually, I went out to a Students for Liberty conference and over at Harvard like last year, and I met a Mr. Mateus who I guess works with the Free State Project, but other than him, not really.
Okay, yeah, I was just you know, hoping that we could, because the thing is once people come here, they can get a little taste of what it's like to hang out with some Free Staters. Usually, they're like, yeah, now I get it. I feel welcome, you know, and that it just changes everything for them. But I can totally see what it might be like because it looks like a bunch of white people talking about the things that are important to them.
I mean, I can have a conversation without not thinking about every single word I say because I'm going to offend the person who I'm talking to because I might say something that's politically incorrect to them.
Yeah.
You know, like,
It hopefully is an experience where one feels more free to talk about the things that we care about, but I do think we have a messaging issue in that particular area, James, and I really appreciate the call. Please continue calling back.
Thank you,
sir. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
Yep, Ian is off at a board meeting this evening for the, I don't know, the local television station. He helps them with that. So you can call in and talk about whatever you want, but there's an interesting story, I think, coming out of Detroit. Apparently there's a topless bar in Detroit that has a relatively regular event called a dwarf toss. And people are signing a petition to stop them from doing this. Now, I can't say that I consider it to be the, you know, the most empathetic thing in the world to have a dwarf toss. But if the dwarf, or little person, or midget, or whatever it is that that particular person prefers to self-identify as, I don't care. If that person is getting paid, and paid sufficiently to participate in the dwarf toss, and other people are not being forced to toss dwarves, then I don't have anything. I got nothing to say about it.
Amen. That's an open and shut case, Mark.
Yeah, it's open and shut. It's just that easy, isn't it? It's, but I'll read you the story.
Well, voluntary interaction. It's okay.
It's completely okay, right? Like, it's like prostitution, only more politically incorrect.
Who owns that dwarf's body? Does the dwarf own it?
Or do the petitioners that don't want the dwarf to be able to be tossed for money, like, thanks so much for all your help, ladies and gentlemen. Now I can't get a job.
Yeah, you've taken that money away from me.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know how a dwarf toss works. Do you have some kind of catapult? Do they fall into a bed of feathers? I don't know how it works.
I think in the instances that I've witnessed it on TV, they have a Velcro wall and a Velcro suit, and you throw the dwarf on the wall.
Okay, well, I don't suspect the person's doing it and getting hurt. I mean, but people play football and get a lot of money to get in the equivalent of, like, three car wrecks every day.
Right.
Every week. You know, like the running back, the way they get hit. Have you ever seen the quarterbacks get hit? Those guys get smeared. Go on. While driving down Ford Road in Detroit, drivers might do a double take when they see a sign posted outside the Toy Chest strip club that reads, Dwarf Tofts returns. This topless bar plans to hold a contest where people throw a little person up against a soft Velcro wall. It is enraging thousands of people, including the Little People of America. As the Little People of America community, we have worked so hard for such a long time to make sure little people aren't treated as objects, that we are people first and little second, and this dwarf tossing objectifies us. It makes little people objects, says Denise Wood, the head of the Motor City chapter. A petition circulating at the end of the these type of games has already more than 3,000 signatures. 7 Action News tried to contact the toy chest owner, who apparently will hold a similar contest in his Windsor strip club over the weekend, and he's not returned our calls. But a member of Little People of America say that they do not understand how others can find this event amusing. What's the point of tossing a person?
They don't even understand it, so why are they getting involved? Shut your face. You don't know what you're talking about. You just admitted it. Like, we don't know. I don't understand why anybody could appreciate this, let alone the people who are actually involved, like the little person who wants to be thrown.
Yes. Well, I guess the question that I would have for Denise or anybody else who's a member of Little People of America, and I don't have any problem. Like, you want to call yourself a little person, you want to call yourself a dwarf, you want to call yourself a midget, that's fine by me. And you want to participate in whatever activity you do. But the question is the kind of the question I have when people call in, specifically women call in and say that prostitution should be illegal, is would you allow someone to toss you, if it wasn't going to hurt, against a soft Velcro wall for $100,000? And if the answer is yes, that you would allow yourself to be tossed one time and in a way that did not hurt you physically or cripple you, for $100,000, then you're already a participant. You just haven't, they just haven't met your price yet.
Right.
You are a tossed dwarf. You just have not, we're just negotiating price at this point. Because, you know, if you'll do it for $100,000 and you won't do it for $1, it's some number in between.
Well, that's exploitation, man!
What does exploitation even mean? It's just a term for people that describe someone else's job. That's all it is. And that's
it really is someone else's job, because guess what? Whatever you do for work, you're being exploited. If you're in running your own business, you're exploiting your customers, and they're exploiting your labor.
Yeah, what does exploitation even mean? Exploitation's just
using.
Just terminology to describe a business arrangement that you don't like.
Whenever you're having sex, you're being exploited sexually.
There are people that believe that too.
You should feel guilty because, you know, whatever
there's some
religion
nuts
you believe in, is somebody's looking down on you and watching your every action.
There are nuts that specifically will that distinguish between what they call sex and then POV, penis in vagina sex. So they, you know, that
the POV is point of view.
Yeah, POV is point of view. Yeah, but you could have PIV, POV, POV. Their point is that it's always rape. It's always exploitation. You know, one person putting a, having sex in the normal, what I would call the traditional sexual fashion, is always rape.
But that was rape, but an engraved invitation.
It doesn't even matter if it's engraved invitation. They say that somebody who wants it is just exploited to the point that they don't know any better. And that's what the idea is here for this person that's being... Look, they're not having a dwarf toss without a little person participating. That little person is being compensated to a level that they find sufficient, and it may not be a level that I find sufficient.
What if that level of compensation is actually none? I'm sure that there are people out there that would be like, yeah, dude, let's do this, woo!
There could be. I mean, I suppose I would let somebody, like if there was like a catapult that would throw you up against the wall, and again, it wouldn't hurt. Yeah. I assume that we're not talking about
a
mortal injury.
It's a padded wall with Velcro on it. Yeah,
it's, I would probably do it. Okay, I'll dress up in your suit and get thrown up one time.
I mean, there was some sort of like game show or something in the past where it was like grown people that were doing this, and there was a trampoline. They would flip and like land upside down on like the Velcro wall.
If it's okay for normal sized people that are more than 5 foot one and up to do this game, and it's not okay for people under 5 foot one to do it, then you are a bigot. That's all you are. And I don't care if you're from the Little People of America or whatever, you're just a full-on bigot. And, I mean, you know, why is it okay to throw regular people up, Oh, is it because they're getting paid? Okay. What if somebody wants to get paid?
What if somebody's 500 pounds? They're a little hard to toss at that point.
You need a catapult. Look, we have solved these problems.
I think you're getting into the danger zone at that point. I mean, there might be a padding factor on the wall where it's no longer structurally sound.
Well, but you're assuming the same catapult would be used for the dwarf as used for the 500-pound person.
Well, yeah,
it's just like teeter-totters, man. You can adjust these things.
I'm also just worried about the structural integrity of the wall and the tensile strength of the Velcro connections.
I'm not saying that we don't need some people, you know, checking these things out. I get it. I see that there's more danger to fat person tossing than there is to little people tossing.
I'm just saying, it might not necessarily make somebody bigoted when there's, you know, there might be some logistical concerns here and some safety and structural and engineering issues.
The only complaints here are whether or not little people get thrown, not whether big people are thrown.
Those people are bigots. Yeah, there's no question about that.
There's no question about that. If you're saying that I guess I can give you a pass if you're saying, oh, look, you're going to have it inspected before you toss the 500-pound lady up there. But, you know, somebody who complains about little people being tossed is probably going to complain about ladies being tossed, too. So let me ask you this. Is it okay to use the term dwarf in any other context than dwarf toss? Because I feel like dwarf toss, it just isn't the same thing as a little people toss.
I don't know. I never know what I don't. I think midget is the worst word that you can use. I think that that's generally the least acceptable.
Okay.
I thought dwarf and little person were both kind of acceptable, but I don't know. I really don't.
You know that there's people that say,
if I were, you know, small, I think I'd be like, yeah, call me a dwarf. Hell yeah.
Well, I knew an Indian.
But I'm kind of a geek. You know, I'd be like, I'd grow a real long beard.
I knew an Indian guy who wanted us to call him a coolie, which I just thought was the strangest thing in the world.
What?
But, you know, that was what his preference was, and he was amused by it. And so,
like a drink
that's
made
like
with
what the British officers would call their...
Right. They
had like a drink made with like cucumber or something?
No,
like
this, this is somebody who would carry around a bunch of stuff on their head. You know, the natives is the idea. And I think what he was trying to enterprise
was
on...
was a drink.
No, coolie is not a drink.
No, I know what a smoothie is, but
some jackass out there has probably called their drink a coolie, but that is not what the original terminology was from your youth.
A coolie,
I can assure you.
A coolie is a smoothie made with curry.
Yuck. And tamarack. But I mean, you know, if people want to call themselves that, and I suppose that's their business. I don't know. Somebody out there wants to self-identify as dwarf.
There's a very, very large contingent of busybodies in the U.S.
It's a fruit drink that comes in a small carton. It was popular in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the coolie. Yeah.
My mistake.
And those busybodies will meddle in your life whenever they get a chance.
Yeah, there's always somebody who wants to tell you how to live your life, including this person that wants to get paid to get thrown up against a Velcro wall. 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.